Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, the 14th of June, 2024. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we will be focusing on significant developments in Australia's economy, superannuation, and weather patterns affecting all of us. Our first report today deals with the ever-widening gap in superannuation savings between the genders, an issue that has been in the spotlight yet again following the latest data from the Australia Institute. Their recent study paints a stark picture, highlighting that on average, men in their early 60s have superannuation balances 23.4% higher than their female counterparts. Unfortunately, it seems the tax concession system designed to boost these savings is mostly benefiting the well-off. The top 2.5% of earners, those with super funds exceeding $1 million, are enjoying substantial breaks. A rethink of this policy, experts suggest, could save nearly $12 billion annually and offset skyrocketing retirement funding costs. The Australian federal government has sought to curb this disparity by introducing measures such as integrating superannuation into government-funded parental leave and increasing the national minimum wage. Your financial decisions today can determine your tomorrow. So for professional advice on superannuation savings and retirement planning, visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Moving on to economy news, a chill continues to grip Australian households. Consumer spending is on the decline, pointing to a deepening recession. The Australian Bureau of Statistics confirmed sluggish growth in April, more so impacting discretionary sectors, indicating weakened consumer confidence. Even adjusting for inflation and population changes, real per capita spending still shows a rapid fall. This trend is echoed by the Westpac Card Tracker Index registering a significant dip. State data also confirms significant spending pullbacks nationwide, with the exception of a slightly brighter picture in the upland regions. Visit our website for tools and resources on budgeting, money management, and smart financial planning to navigate through these challenging times. Lastly, let's quickly touch base on weather. New South Wales is under siege from continued flooding threats, chiefly in the Hawkesbury-Nepean River region. A combination of moderate rains and unstable weather conditions could bring more flooding, says the Bureau of Meteorology. Insurance agencies are encouraging residents to start their claim process promptly if needed, and you can find reliable insurance providers through Financial Services Online. While the weather patterns may look worrying, residents are assured that officials are closely monitoring the situation. That's all for now. Stay tuned for updates, and remember, whether it's finance, insurance, or superannuation, Financial Services Online has you covered. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au to learn more. I'm Paige Estritori, wishing you all a financially savvy day.